Dave and Dejanovic, your morning companions for talk, analysis, and key perspectives on Utah's biggest stories. On KSL News Radio, Be Ready Utah. Special coverage with Dave and Dejanovic.
So the great Utah Shakeout happens this Thursday. It's probably the great shakeout. It's probably all over the nation, isn't it, Wade?
It is, yes.
Okay.
But we call it the Great Utah Shakeout here. But yes,
yeah,
it is a nationwide program. We are.
We're going to own it with Wade Matthews and the Division of Emergency Management. Dave and I are going to be live broadcasting from 9 o'clock in the morning with the kiddos in the Granite School District. We'll be doing the Great Utah Shakeout at 10:15 this Thursday.
I kind of chuckle because we've done a fair amount on this. We've tried to educate our listeners, KSL listeners, about this because it is important. There is a possibility that we have a big one. And we've seen this happen across the world, primarily the most recent one in Taiwan. And I am still a little surprised that I keep learning things. And there was one that you just mentioned, something in the house. We were just kind of, hey, have you done this in your house? Have you done that?
Mm-hmm.
The water heater. I hadn't even thought about securing the water heater.
Absolutely. When we talk about making our homes more earthquake safe, not proof because there's no guarantees about any of this, but more earthquake safe, one of the first things we recommend is checking your water heater. Make sure it's fastened to the wall. And that's building code now. So newer homes, it should be automatic. But older homes, check it. Even newer homes, for peace of mind, check it. Make sure it's fastened to the wall with water heater kits that are just designed to fasten right into the studs into the wall or right into the concrete if it's in the basement. Keep that from falling over. You have a gas line attached to it.
Yep.
That could break and cause a gas leak, a fire, an explosion. There's also water in there that could get you through a few days of drinking and cooking and cleaning in there that you want to make sure is preserved.
So besides your home not blowing up, natural gas scares me. It always has. If I have a little faint smell of natural gas, I get nervous, probably because being in the news business for so long, we've covered these horrific stories where terrible things can happen. Mostly they don't. Mostly all is well. But when an earthquake happens, you don't want that natural gas line ripped out.
Exactly.
I love that tip.
Then even if your home is not that badly damaged, you'd still have to evacuate and leave the home if you've got a gas leak or whatever. So.
Well, and then who knows if it ruined your water heater on top of that. I mean, I guess that'd be the last thing you'd worry about as long as you got out of the home okay. But think about all the money that I just got a water heater quote a few months ago, and they quoted me $7,200.
Wow.
So do you think I want to
replace after an earthquake?
That thing? Or,
no.
You know, maybe my insurance would, but...
So what are... We've talked a lot about the drop, cover, and hold on, which is a great thing. We can't say that enough because that's your personal protection. But also, in addition to the water heater, what are some of the other things that we need to look around our house and be aware of?
So we call this conduct your own home hazard hunt. So you're just looking around the house for things that might be dangerous in an earthquake. And obviously, we're talking tall furniture, your curio cabinets, china cupboards, bookshelves, even your big screen TVs. Those things should be fastened to the wall. And they can be done that it's not seen, it's above eye level, and that'll keep that from falling over on us during an earthquake and protect it from being damaged as well, speaking of damage. So fastening tall furniture to the wall, first of all. Secondly, moving heavy objects from high shelves down to lower shelves, because even if the furniture is shaking, it may not tip over, but it's going to be throwing things off the shelves. Lower those types of things. In the kitchen, this is kind of getting pretty extreme, but you can fasten use the childproof cabinet locks in your kitchen cupboard so that those doors aren't opening because that's where glasses and dishes and canned goods are flying out of the shelves, hitting you if you're in the kitchen, So those are a few things right there.
I also recently had a contractor in my home, and I was doing some remodeling to my bedroom. We talked about it yesterday on the show because it's helped me sleep better. That's a long story. You can go back and listen to the podcast on that. But one of the things that he did, I didn't even ask him to do this, Wade. It's like he knew Wade Matthews, and he knew what you were going to say. He came out of the bedroom, and he's like, hey, Deb, I'm just going to fasten your new shelf unit, which is pretty tall, and it's a standalone shelf in my closet.
Okay.
I'm going to fasten it right to the wall. I'm going to make sure it goes into the stud. So in case an earthquake happens, he said that.
Wow.
I don't want this falling over on you. I don't know if I'll be in the closet when the big one hits, but I really appreciated him taking those extra steps. Now I don't have to worry about it, Wade.
Exactly. And that point you make is correct, too. We don't know where we will be when an earthquake hits. So that's why we go through the entire house looking for these types of things. Even, you know, in larger homes, and do we have safety chain on our chandeliers? Are the ceiling fans really fastened into the ceiling studs, you know, the trusses and things like that. So, but make sure there's no toys and trophies and things like that over your kids' beds. You can use contact paper, museum putty on like valuable items on your shelving, stuff like that.
What is this museum putty?
Museum putty.
Dave, do you know about this?
It's like gluing your stuff down to the shelf.
Dave, do you know about museum putty?
My wife introduced it to me. He's like, on all the, she puts it on the pictures. So she puts it so they don't shake, just gives a little extra, helps secure things. You didn't know about museum putty?
I know about, I'm going to be on Amazon buying museum putty. I love this.
It's a thing.
I do have some family heirlooms. They're not worth a lot. They aren't worth a lot to anybody else, but they're worth a lot to me.
Exactly.
But I want to make sure they're tacked down. Wow.
Well, yeah. As I'm looking through this, securing a water heater, securing the stackable washer and dryer, a TV on brackets versus just the stand, one thing that you may not realize, people don't understand it, is your insurance doesn't necessarily cover, even if you have flood insurance, the falling television or the stackable washer that goes down.
That is a really good point. You know, we think after a major disaster, FEMA is going to come in and save the day and just provide all this money. And what they do is just make your home livable again. They don't restore it to, you know, original condition. They just make it livable again. So, yeah, depending on, do you have, most people don't have earthquake insurance either. You know, we talk about flood insurance. Yet Debbie does. Awesome.
I have it because of you, Wade.
Yeah. So, you know, most people don't have that. And that would help in this case. But most homeowners insurance isn't going to cover all those different types of things necessarily after an earthquake, and neither will FEMA.
Utah Division of Emergency Management, Be Ready Utah, always on top of the great shakeout. It happens this Thursday, 10:15 in the morning is when we're all supposed to drop, cover, and hold on.
Right.
And participate in the great shakeout. How can we learn more about this, Wade?
Again, shakeout.org/Utah. We'd ask you to register. It's not required, but please do so. We're almost at 1 million people. We're so close
That's
to
so
our
cool.
goal. Yes, registering this year. And then that can also link you to our BeReady.Utah.gov page for all these earthquake preparedness things we've been talking about.
I do chuckle. We I think, take this a little bit too lightly or have some fun with it, but I'll tell you, we learned with our little earthquake, you know, relatively small, and there was damage that happened. But when a room full of news agencies did not do the right thing, I think that's in part why we're so passionate about this, because we realize, oh, we got some work to do in our own home as well as yours.
Yeah, drop, cover, and hold on is the starting point, but take shakeout as an opportunity to review all of our emergency plans and our home safety and all of that thing. Starting with life safety, drop, cover, and hold on, but it's a great idea to look at all of those things.
Wade, you're so instrumental in getting the word out to so many Utahns who are listening. Thank you so much. Give us the website one more time.
Shakeout.org/Utah.
Okay, and we will be live. You're going to be with us on Thursday.
I will.
With the kiddos in the Granite School District. We will be broadcasting live. I think it'll be a good time. I'm hoping that we can learn a lot. The kids will be amazing. They always are. Love being at a junior high, right? We're going to be at a junior high school out in the Granite District starting at 9 a.m. this Thursday for the Great Utah Shakeout this Thursday, April 18th. Thank you so much. And Wade, just so you know, Dave, I looked up Museum Putty. It's on Amazon right now. For $6, it's half price.
There you go.
I had no idea. That is a great pro tip. Thank you.
All these cheap solutions for thousands of dollars
of prevention. Yes, exactly.
Well, you said earlier too. Wait, I'm just going to make a point. Imagine replacing all that stuff. Like if my stackable washer and dryer, which I love, by the way, I love having that compact in my house. That compact washer and dryer. If that fell over, what's that going to cost me to replace? A lot.
Right, exactly.
A lot. So for...
And times that by all the other appliances and electronics and furniture in the
home. So I can take an hour, go around my house, figure it out, and really save a lot of money and maybe save an injury as well.
Exactly.
So great advice.
Wade Matthews, thank you, with Utah Division of Emergency Management's Be Ready Utah.